Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Does a life-threatening illness really transform perspective? The obvious answer may be yes. A more penetrating question is, how? Gary Lau learned about the shocking news. He was diagnosed with cancer. God used the illness to remake him. He changed from the inside out. Today, he's motivated by making the Bible understandable, helping leaders finish well, and making God known to as many people possible. Are you facing a roadblock in life? God sends Gary to inspire you. We pause for a moment at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to do just that, to help people, friends, who may be facing roadblocks in life. And to share that through faith in Jesus Christ, you can experience what it means to have a personal relationship with God who helps you through those challenging times. You can know Christ. You can know God. You can know the love of God. Jesus loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross, dear friend, to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the dead. He was resurrected, and the resurrected Christ calls you to himself today. Would you open your heart to Jesus, even as Gary and Suzanne and I have done so before the Lord? It's our hope. It's our prayer. Gary Lau earned his bachelor's degree from the University of Hawaii at Manoa in speech and his Master of Divinity degree from the King's University in Van Nuys, California. He served as the executive dean and adjunct faculty of Pacific Rim Christian University and national instructor of Walk Through the Bible Ministries. He's married to Deanne. They have two children, Naomi and Garrett. Gary, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Danny.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
There are a number of people who influenced me. When I was a young boy, there was my first grade teacher. I went to a Catholic school, and her name is Sister Karen. And in the fourth grade, I had to go to the hospital because I had a major asthma attack. And I remember I was in the hospital. My dad was nearby. And in walks my first grade teacher, Sister Karen. And she was carrying a stack of letters from her first grade class, wishing me well. And that act of love and mercy impacted me in such a tremendous way. It showed the love of Jesus at a very early age. And to this day, I still keep in touch with Sister Karen. Mm-hmm. She lives on the East Coast now, and we correspond every year. And so she's one of those people that impacted me very early on spiritually. And throughout the years, there's been a number of people. There's a pastor, Brad Barshaw. Mm-hmm. He used to pastor in Hawaii. Wonderful shepherd. There's someone from Walk Through the Bible named Jim Thurber. Great seminar instructor. Taught me how to take complex concepts and make them simple to understand. There's a man by the name of J. Robert Clinton. He wrote a book called The Making of a Leader. And he influenced me to finish well. And then there's also Dr. Randy Furushima, a great mentor and friend. He makes the word come alive through his personal walk. And I'm really appreciative right now of Pastor Norman Nakanishi, a great pastor and friend who's willing to walk with me during this season of life.
Mm. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Wailea Kahala area. My dad found a place there, and it was a wonderful place to grow up. There was a park nearby, a lot of kids my age. But the home was a little bit unusual religiously. I grew up in a Catholic Buddhist home where both religions were practiced. My dad grew up in a Buddhist home, but he went to a Catholic school. He went to St. Louis High School. And my mom was raised Catholic, but later converted to Buddhism.
Hmm.
And so it was an interesting mix. I would go to Sunday Mass, but I would also go to Kuan Yin Temple on Vineyard Boulevard and there burn paper money. And we would go every year to the graveyard to honor our ancestors. And so that's what it was kind of like growing up. From kindergarten to fourth grade, I went to Star of the Sea Elementary School. This was back when the church had a school attached to it. It's in the Wailea Kahala area. And the reason I went to that school was because it was the nearest school to my house. There was a public school a couple of blocks further away, but my parents wanted me to go to the nearest school. Maybe by God's hand, he wanted me to be at Star of the Sea because that influenced me spiritually. It was a great spiritual foundation. Like I mentioned, Sister Karen was there. And then in the fourth grade, I became an altar boy. And when you reach the fourth grade, that's when you could be an altar boy at Star of the Sea Church. So I became an altar boy because I thought that was the right thing to do to serve God. And so that's what it was like growing up.
How did you become a Christian?
The story behind that has to begin on the mainland, not in Hawaii. It was Christmas of 1982, and I'm a junior in high school. I was going to Kalani High School at that time, but I went to go visit my cousin Stephanie in National City, California, which is near San Diego, and she's a Christian. And being Christmas time, she took me around to a lot of youth activities. There was Christmas caroling, there were youth events, and I got to meet a lot of other teenagers my age, and they influenced me in a very positive way. And I saw something in them that I wanted to have. There was this joy, this exuberance, this contentment that I didn't have. And so Stephanie and I, we came back to Hawaii, and we had just finished dinner at my parents' house, and we were driving back to an uncle's house in Paoa. And along the way, she asked me if I knew if I was going to go, if I knew if I was going to go to heaven. And I thought because I had been an altar boy and was a pretty good kid, and that the good outweighed the bad, that's how I would get to heaven. But she said the only way to get to heaven was through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, by receiving the forgiveness he offered through the blood that was shed on the cross for my sins. Mm-hmm. And so in December 1982, in Paoa, I accepted Christ over 30 years ago.
Mm. Praise the Lord.
What difference, Gary, what difference has Christ made in your life?
Christ made all the difference. as I think back over starting from my high school years, there was no need to strive. There was no need to try to be accepted because I was already accepted by the Lord. I didn't need to impress anyone anymore. I didn't need to attain a certain status. I found that Christ was all that I needed. And as long as I trusted in Him, He would take care of me. As long as I continued to glorify Him, make Him famous, I found that He was just so faithful. I remember a time when my wife and I, we were looking for a place to live, and we just couldn't find the right place. We had just our daughter at that time, and our family is expanding. My wife was pregnant, and we said, we need to find a new place to live. And I wasn't making much at that time, so I was renting. And I said, Lord, please, just open up some place. You know, we need some place to live. And we looked everywhere from Manoa to Pearl City. Went all over the place and looked at so many different houses, so many places. You know, we would always look at the ads. And then there was one ad, and it was in Pearl City. And I called the landlord and said, hey, I want to go look at the house. And, you know, what's the address? And she said, go and look at the ad. Here's the address. And went to go look at it. And she was fixing up. She was having a carpenter fix the house. And I was looking around. I said, wow, this would be a great place. And I asked the carpenter, oh, who owns this place? And he said, oh, this lady named Emily. I said, Emily, what, can I call her? What's her phone number? And then I looked. I said, Emily, I know this person. We were going to the same church together. So I called Emily and said, hey, this is Gary. We go to the same church. I'm looking at the house that you're making available to rent. She said, it's yours. It's yours.
Another praise the Lord.
Yeah, and that's one of many times. And the next house we moved to, same thing happened. Mm. We needed a new place. And I said, Lord, wherever you want us to be. And I called the landlord, and he said, I remember you. You used to pick up our mail right next door to our offices. You want the house? It's yours.
The Lord provides.
And so it was a constant testimony of God's faithfulness, always faithful.
Mm. And this faithfulness that Gary Lau talks about is a faithfulness, when we come back, a faithfulness that extends even through health crises. How far? How far, you may ask? How far does the faithfulness of God reach? Could the faithfulness of God reach your situation today? You say, Danny, I've got my back against the wall. I'm in a really tough spot. I've never been here before, never had to deal with this, think about this. In fact, Danny, I'm overwhelmed. How far does the grace of God reach? When we come back, Gary Lau will share how far it reaches. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, I want you to get this down, remember this, write it down, think about it. When it comes to learning the Bible, what would it be if you could learn the Bible fast? Would you be interested in learning the Bible fast? Well, our guest today can talk to us a little and a lot about what it means to learn the Bible fast. But take this down again, learnthebiblefast.com. Learnthebiblefast.com. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer and Gary Lau. It's a privilege to have you join us today. If you're tuning in right now, you want to get the program in its entirety, and get a free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And as always, I would encourage you, take the opportunity and make the opportunity to share it with a family member or friend. The grace, how far does the grace of God extend? Gary Lau, take us back to the moment you learned about your cancer.
Back in 2003, I thought I was God's gift to churches, as I was doing Walk Through the Bible Ministries. And that's a seminar that helps people understand the big picture using hand signs and catchphrases. Well, this led to pride. And I was making myself famous more than making God famous. And in December 2003, while conducting seminars between neighbor islands, my right ear plugged up. And I thought it was because I was traveling so much that the pressure was affecting my ears.
Mm-hmm. From flying?
Yeah, from flying. Mm-hmm. And so I tried to squeeze my nose and get the pressure out. Nothing happened. I thought it was wax. So, you know, I got that bamboo cleaner and tried to get the...
Is that a Chinese contraption or something? That bamboo cleaner?
And I tried to get the wax out. Mm-hmm. Nothing came out. Went to the doctors and they gave me some antibiotics. Nothing happened. Mm-hmm. I went to the doctors again and they gave me new antibiotics. Nothing happened.
Thinking it's a sinus infection or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, thank you.
So in January 2004, they finally referred me to an ear, nose, throat doctor. He looked at my ear, said, everything's clear. And then he says, I'm going to put a scope up your nose. And so he puts the scope up my nose, and then he had that look you never want doctors to have. Mm-hmm. And he pulled the scope out of my nose, and he asked, are you Chinese? And I thought, what does that have to do with anything? Here's this Caucasian doctor asking if I'm Chinese. And I thought he was racist. I said, yeah, I'm Chinese. And I wondered what that had to do with anything. He said, well, there's a tumor behind your nose that typically affects Chinese people.
Hmm.
And I was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer in my nasopharynx, which is located behind the nose. And there was a good chance I could die. And I would need radiation and chemotherapy. Now, I couldn't believe the diagnosis. I argued with God because the Bible seminar ministry was going so well. And I was praying about going on a summer mission trip to Malaysia with Paradise Global Mission. And so I waited. I said, Lord, I'm just going to wait for your healing touch. And I also went to go seek out pastors with the gift of healing. And I went to see three different pastors who prayed over me. And so April 2004, 3 months after the first diagnosis, I go back. And I'm waiting to hear the good news. Instead, the doctor said the cancer was worse. It had spread to my lymph nodes, and now I had stage 4 cancer. And I immediately had to go through radiation and chemotherapy. Now, that doesn't mean the pastors who prayed for me were ineffective. But as I look back, I can see that God wanted me to go through this season. He needed me to learn something through this difficult time. And so I started my treatments. I went through 37 treatments of radiation over 2 months. From Monday through Friday, I would go to Queens Hospital. I would lay on a hard table, be lifted up 8 feet off the ground, and my face would be radiated for 15 minutes. Sometimes I could even smell the burning because they had to get to the nasal pharynx and the lymph nodes, this whole nose, mouth area. Because of the radiation, I eventually lost my sense of taste. And then my salivary glands were burned up, which made it difficult to swallow. And I remember at that time meeting you, Danny, and you had shared your testimony of your difficulty with eating. And that was such an encouragement to me. And that was one of those moments that said, keep going. You can do this. You can do this. So I lost my taste. I lost the salivary glands, made it difficult to swallow. Because I wasn't eating, I had to get a feeding tube inserted into my stomach. And 3 times a day, I would be pouring 3 cans of liquid nutrition just to stay alive. The radiation took away all my strength. And for 6 months, I couldn't work. At that time, I was at a church, and I just couldn't do my job. For chemotherapy, I went through 5 rounds of chemotherapy. And the first 2 rounds was when I was going through radiation. And once a month, I would go into the hospital to get a PICC tube inserted in my arm. Monday morning, I would have the chemotherapy medicine pumped through me. I would stay at Kaiser Hospital all day. I would leave the hospital with a battery pack so that medication could be constantly coursing through me all the way to Friday afternoon. Within 2 months, I had lost 60 pounds. Wow. Now, my wife was a constant help. At that time, my daughter was 6 and my son was 4. And I couldn't play with them because I was just too tired. And at times I was afraid to hug them because I was afraid they would pull out my feeding tube. I couldn't sleep in bed because the acid reflux, when I lay horizontally, would come up. So I had to sleep on the living room recliner at an angle, practically sitting up. My wife, she didn't like to sleep alone. I wasn't in bed. So what she would do is that every night she would inflate an arrow bed in the living room. And she would sleep there just to be near me. At the height of the treatments, I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I could barely move because I was so weak. I couldn't talk because my mouth and throat were so raw. And I would have to use a magnadoodle, a children's drawing toy, just to communicate with my wife. the doctors began to prescribe stronger and stronger sleeping pills just so I could get a few hours of sleep. And the pills had to be ground up, mixed with water, so I could have it go through the feeding tube because I couldn't swallow. Right. And at one point, I became addicted to the sleeping pills. And so to help with that, the doctors gave me antidepressant pills. And my prayers seemed to go unanswered. And in the summer of 2004, when I was physically, emotionally, mentally, even psychologically drained, I told my wife I wanted to die. I said, I can't do this anymore. That's it. It was just too difficult. I can't go on with more of this. She looked me in the eyes and she said, I can't raise our two kids alone. So you need to push forward. You have to find the strength in the Lord to complete your treatments and live.
Dear friend, today, as you hear this heart-gripping story, this heart-gripping testimony from Gary Lau. Yes, heart-gripping, heart-to-heart with you. Have you ever been at that place in life? Something maybe a little similar, or maybe something else, but at that place where you have felt yourself, I cannot go on. I cannot go on any further. I'm done. Maybe you're close to that place in life right now, or maybe you're there right now and you've turned on the radio or you've come on this podcast, or you don't even know why today you're listening and Gary is speaking this way about his story. Dear friend, it's not by chance. It's by God's design to remind you, like Deanne said, you got to make it through. Stay with us. We'll be back.
On the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Gary Lau's wife admonished him earnestly, "Gary, you have got to push through. I can't raise the kids by myself. You've got to find a way. You've got to trust God to get through this." And he's here with us today, by the grace of God. Gary Lau in studio with us. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. And we're grateful that you're with us today, spending this time with us. I believe it's going to be worth your while indeed as the Lord speaks to you through Gary today. You can find out more about him and his ministry, his amazing teaching ministry, at learnthebiblefast.com. Again, learnthebiblefast.com. Gary, how did the Lord take you from that moment? You've got to get through this. This is at your breaking point. You were ready to give up. You were on the verge. Deanne says you've got to make it through. You got to push. How did the Lord take you through?
As I look back, that was the critical moment through the whole ordeal, because I wanted to give up. But she said, push through. Trust the Lord and push through. And at that point, things began to get better. After 6 months of treatment of radiation and chemotherapy, my body began to heal. It was a slow healing. Now, God heals. Sometimes he decides to heal quickly, but in my case, he decided to heal slowly. And little by little, I got better. By the end of 2004, the cancer was declared gone, and it's been gone ever since.
Praise the Lord.
The recovery was a very long process. My taste buds eventually came back. I still remember the moment when during the whole time, I don't know if I was trying to torture myself or my wife was trying to encourage me, but we would watch the Food Network all the time when I couldn't eat. And she would say, "One day, Gary."
Wow.
"One day."
Wow.
And that gave me hope. Mm-hmm. And so one day, I was going to the refrigerator and freezer. I opened it up. I don't know why I was looking through it, because I can't taste anything. But I remember seeing a box of sherbet, a carton of sherbet, mm-hmm. in the freezer. And so I took it out. I said, "Well, I'll try. No harm trying." And so I took a small spoonful of sherbet, and I could taste.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine not being able to taste for a year,
mm-hmm.
and then being able to taste once again.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, did I praise God that day,
mm-hmm.
because I could see, Lord, you're healing me. Sherbet never tasted so good. I was able to go back to work at church on a part-time basis, and I could do more family activities. By now, my daughter was 7, my son was 5. I was able to stop my reliance on sleeping pills and antidepressant pills, and the Lord healed my salivary glands a year later in 2005, so I could eat again.
Mm-hmm.
As I look back, it was the worst season of my life, but it was also the best season of my life, because it increased my love for God, my love for others, especially my family,
mm-hmm.
and it increased my faith in Him. And although it's been over a decade, I'm still reminded of that season. I still have that feeding tube scar.
Mm-hmm.
I still have the recliner that I slept on for months at a time. I still need to drink a lot of water because my salivary glands are not 100%. So the Hydro Flask that I carry around is a reminder of God's grace.
Mm-hmm. Gary, having gone through so much, how did that change your perspective on family, life, ministry, life in general?
When you go through a life and death situation, it really focuses you. I began to see what was really important. It wasn't the material things. I began to focus on more the eternal things, more of things that would glorify God. I began to look at my character a little bit more in depth and evaluated my character, my love for people. I began to look at the things I was investing in, investing in people, investing in God's kingdom. And I really wanted to make a difference for the Lord. It wasn't about making Gary famous. It was about how to make God famous from this point on.
I love that phrase, and it's not one I'm familiar with, to make God famous.
Yeah, during that time, I began to see, you know, how everyone likes to promote themselves, make themselves famous. They want to make their name known. They want fame, and they want glory, and they want attention. And the Lord said, no, it's not about that. It's about making God famous. It's about making Him famous and glorifying Him.
Rick Warren got it, the first start of his book. It's not about you.
Yeah, first sentence in Purpose-Driven Life. It's not about you.
What are you most passionate about today?
I'm really passionate about two things. And I believe this is how God wants me to make Him famous. First, I want to make the Bible understandable. A lot of people that I meet, they say that the Bible is intimidating or confusing. And after doing walk through the Bible and teaching the Bible, I wanted to help people understand the Bible. And I have a real deep passion to do that, so that when they open the Bible, it's not intimidating. It's not confusing. And the second passion I have is for leaders. I really want leaders to finish well. Because when leaders finish well, it glorifies God. We don't have enough leaders finishing well.
Speak about that. Speak to us about that, Gary, about finishing well. Why is that? Why does it not happen? And why is that a problem, not finishing well?
When we look through the Bible, and we take a look at the leaders in the Bible, Dr. J. Robert Clinton did a study, and he found that only one out of three leaders in the Bible finished well. Somehow they got distracted or they deviated from God's call. Something took their focus off of God and put it on something else. And one of the main reasons leaders don't finish well, they don't make it to the finish line, they don't accomplish what the Lord called them to do, was because they took their eyes off the Lord.
What would cause me, what would cause Suzanne, what would cause our dear friend who's joining us today, what would cause that believer to take our eyes off of Jesus?
There are so many things that can deviate us from finishing well, from taking our eyes off of Jesus. Sometimes it's a desire for fame, to be known, and so they start making themselves famous rather than making God famous. There's pride involved. There's power. There's sometimes financial situations. Yeah, it's money. sometimes it's a wrong relationship. Sometimes it's what is called plateauing. It's when you stop growing because you stop reading the word, you stop praying, you stop fellowshipping with other believers. And little by little, it doesn't happen all at one time. When I study leaders who don't finish well, it's incremental. It's a very slow process, but then it accumulates to all of a sudden, they're totally off what the Lord asked them to do.
Gary, would you agree with the spiritual battle involved? To me, two of Satan's biggest targets are the pastorate and marriage. I mean, there are others, but those are two that he really is creative and unrelenting.
If Satan can take out a leader, he can take out a lot of people, because a leader influences people. And if a leader is taken out of the game, people will lose their faith. Yeah.
So, what can be done? How do we prevent that from? How do we prevent ourselves from falling into that?
It takes intentionality, a dogged determination, a commitment to say, "Lord, I am yours. I am going to walk with you, moment by moment, step by step." People, when they accept the Lord, they say, "He's my Savior." But they also need to make him their Lord, meaning you have control of everything. My family, my money, my job, my future. And I leave it in your hands. And I'm not going to take it back.
I'm thinking about recently talking with one of my sons about the great Blondin, who was the famous tightrope walker going from the Canadian side to the American side across Niagara. And that famous story about the wheelbarrow and him taking the wheelbarrow from one side to the next and asking the great crowd of fans, "How many of you believe I could take this to the other side?" And many cheered, "Yes, we believe, we believe." And Blondin looked at them and said, "Who among you will be the first to volunteer to sit in this wheelbarrow as I take it to the other side?" It's one thing to say, "Yes, I believe," but it's another thing to surrender your life and put your life in that wheelbarrow. We'll talk more about wheelbarrows and life when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So would you volunteer to go in the wheelbarrow? Hey, Blondin, I'm the man. Here, I'm the guy, I'm the gal. You know, you can take me. Well, the Lord is looking for people. Many say, well, I believe in you, Lord. But is he really Lord? Have we really put ourselves in the wheelbarrow of God's loving care and trusted him to take us to the other side, as it were? You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show here. Danny Yamashiro with Suzanne Maurer and Gary Lau. Speaking about trusting God, how about when God gives you a gift? Now, what do you do with that gift? By the way, Gary, how does that relate with you, a gifting that God has given and what you've done with it?
This takes me back to the time I had cancer. During the time of my cancer treatments, not one call came in asking for a walk through the Bible seminar. Up until that point, I was getting calls to hold seminars twice a month. But during that season of cancer, not one call came in. And during that time when the Lord slowed me down during my season of cancer, I realized that I had used the gift of teaching incorrectly. And I confessed my sin to the Lord. And I still remember at the couch, I confess my sin of pride for not stewarding well the gift of teaching because I had used it to make myself famous instead of making him famous. Mm-hmm. And so I said, Lord, I give the gift of teaching back to you. And I told him I was willing to do anything, even be a janitor, as long as I could serve him. Whatever he wanted, that's what I would do. Within a day or two of that prayer, I got a phone call from a church asking if I was the walk through the Bible guy. And they asked me if I could do two seminars at their church. And I was stunned. And I started crying. And I realized that the Lord was giving me back the gift of teaching. And I thanked the Lord profusely and told him now I was going to use it for his glory and not mine.
And how did learn the Bible fast from that point? How did you get this concept, this idea, and develop this new ministry that the Lord has opened up for you?
In 2008, I was invited to teach a New Testament overview class at Pacific Rim Christian University. And I really wanted it to be different so that the students would be engaged and come out loving the New Testament. I didn't want it to be like any of the boring lectures I had to sit through when I went to the University of Hawaii. And so I gave it all I got. During the first weeks, I gave the class the best that I had. But along the way, my creative juices ran out, and I resorted to boring lectures, something I tried so hard to avoid. I had taught the books of Matthew through Jude. And I felt like I let the class down. Well, during the term, I had to fly to Los Angeles to take a class for my Master of Divinity degree. And after the class was finished, I was at Los Angeles Airport, and I wandered into the bookstore. In the business section, there was a book titled The Back of the Napkin, Solving Problems and Selling Ideas with Pictures. The premise was that if you're trying to communicate something, draw it with simple pictures. And at that point, I felt an impression from the Lord, and he said, "This is what you're looking for." I still had one more book to teach in the New Testament, the book of Revelation. So once I boarded the plane, I took out a yellow pad of paper, made 7 columns, because 7 is the number of completion. I made 7 columns. I opened my Bible, and I began to draw out the book of Revelation. Sword, stars, lampstand, churches, thrones, trumpets, bowls. And when I got to class the next week, I asked everyone, take out a piece of paper. And for the next few hours, we learned the book of Revelation by drawing it. And the class loved it. Well, the school, the college, graciously asked me to teach the Old Testament overview class, which gave me a chance to draw all 39 books of the Old Testament. Then the next term, I drew the rest of the New Testament books. So by the end of the school year, I had the whole Bible drawn out. And I taught the class that way for 3 years. And that's how I can teach, learn the Bible fast.
How have students responded to that experience?
Well, on the first day of class, we asked them to take out a piece of paper, and we'll draw the 12 great events of the Bible. And I'll lead them on an overview all the way from Genesis to Revelation, using just 12 simple pictures from creation all the way to new creation. And students at the end of class said, "I've never been in a class like this before." And what they have is something that they can go and teach someone else immediately. Mm-hmm. And they began to see that the Bible could be understood. And not only can it be understood, they could teach it to someone else.
Transferable.
I had students from Pakistan, from China, from Japan, all over the world. And they said, "I can go and teach my brothers and sisters in Christ." Mm-hmm. And so they can take this on the mission field. Not only that, I had parents tell me, "You know, after class is done, I'm going to go and teach this to my child." And so it's cross-generational as well.
Now, what about people like me that draw stick figures? Can you help me?
Oh, yeah. If you can draw a circle, a triangle, lines, arrows, you can learn the Bible fast.
Suzanne,
he's
our kind of guy.
I can do that. He's speaking to my heart.
Learn the Bible fast. Gary Lau has been given this idea, and he's gone with it. He's developed it throughout the Bible. He'll take you through and teach you how, and in the process, you'll learn the Bible.
What a tool for missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely incredible. Ingenious.
Pictures have a universal component to it, mm-hmm. don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Gary, as we wrap up our show today, as we prepare to close, would you mind leading in a prayer for someone who, you know, is maybe going through a health problem right now, or maybe going through a season in life where they, like you, in front of Deanne, just feel like, "Man, I think I'm done. I don't think I can go any further with this." A prayer?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Let's pray together. Father, we come before you and we say thank you for your incredible faithfulness, your mercies, are new every morning. And even when you seem silent, you are still there. Thank you, Father. I want to pray for that person out there who's going through a really difficult time, whether it be a health situation, a financial situation, a job situation, maybe a relationship situation, and they feel like there's no hope. Father, I pray that you'll come alongside them and show them that there is hope. The hope is only found in you and in nothing else. I pray for that person to turn wholeheartedly to you. I pray, Father, you'll give this person strength and courage. I pray you'll help them to open their eyes and open their ears and open their heart to you. Draw them to you and help them to see that you are a faithful, loving, and caring God who won't let them go. Thank you, Father. I want to pray for those who also feel like they've blown it with you, that somewhere along the line they didn't take care of the things that you asked them to do. I want to pray, Lord, for their forgiveness. I pray, Father, that you'll come alongside them and help them to know that forgiveness is there. Help them to know that there's still hope and that the best years are ahead of them. Cause them to turn to you so that they can make you more and more famous. Thanks, Father. In your Son's name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you for praying. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for testifying of the grace that Christ has poured out on you and Deanne and Naomi and Garrett. Thank you for being with us today. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Danny.
Dear one, I hope that you have indeed been encouraged by this story, the story of Gary Lau, a wonderful and gifted Bible teacher. You can find out more about him and his ministry at learnthebiblefast.com. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And look, if you haven't done so, this, we believe, is a perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation set up for you there. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I want to thank you in advance. Psalm 138, verse 3. As soon as I pray, you answer me. You encourage me by giving me strength. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Gary Lau. Again, learnthebiblefast.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.